Last time, of course, we talked to you over the right before kind of the summer got going and everything. How was the summer preparing for your first year as head coach there at High Plains Community?
Yes, it was super good. I was very impressed with the girls. We did weights 4 days a week, and then obviously open gyms and stuff like that. But I thought the girls came in and like competed and worked super, super hard and were very dedicated. I think our attendance was super, super good. I don't think anybody missed unless they had work or some vacation that their family planned. So it was really awesome.
Well, you look at records over the last 5 years and went back. They've had a couple of some 20-win seasons, some 19 wins in a season. So they've loved their volleyball in the past, that's for sure.
Yes, they do. I know their community and the girls and everybody. They love volleyball. Everybody this weekend was like, we're going to go watch home and go watch Nebraska volleyball. So I think it's really cool that everybody around here does enjoy volleyball. And I think our community supports the girls and our volleyball program very, very well, which is really awesome to see. So
you've got a chance to get to know all the players. That they did lose a couple of, I think, some seniors. But you got a pretty long, five, six seniors on this year's club.
Yes, exactly. We do have some pretty good seniors that are coming in, and I think they're super competitive, and they know the standard and kind of where they want to be this year. And I think that because of that, they've been pushing and competing and being very, like, persistent in practice every single day. Keep reminding the girls of, we got to stay focused, we got to compete every day, because they want to have a successful season. And I think if they stick with it, then everybody will just kind of rise up. So it's been really good.
What's your strong point right now? Is, you know, defensive play? Have you got some pretty good hitters, some middles, a setter? What do you think you're kind of, after almost two weeks, what's your strong point right now?
I think our strong point right now is just our defense and our scrappiness, and I would say serve receive. I mean, we have a couple strong hitters, but mainly I think overall everybody from hitters to our setter is just super scrappy, and they don't want to let a ball hit the floor. So we played Kearney Catholic during our Jamboree, and I think that obviously they're an amazing team, but we did very well competing and making them work for their points. So just by our defense and stuff like that. So that was really awesome.
Wow, that's a pretty good measuring stick right off the bat on the Jamboree match, isn't it?
Yeah, it was just good to see how well the girls would compete, and kind of just our mental toughness, because we've been working on that. And I think the girls competed, obviously. Kearney Catholic's just good, and they just don't make any mistakes. But I think that we did very well just staying right with there and just having that mindset of, we're still going to compete no matter what the score is. So that was really awesome.
And just to have a chance to play somebody else, you play against each other in practice day after day. It's kind of nice to see somebody across the net, isn't it?
Yes, it is awesome. I do like the Hall of Fame games. Obviously, you can kind of risk injury and whatnot, but I really do like just being able to compete against somebody and kind of seeing how that turns out. And I thought that the girls did very well, so I was very happy with how it went.
Season open matches coming up this week, Haley. I'm sure excited and ready to get after it and hopefully pick up some wins off the bat. That'd be nice.
Yes, it would be. We play Nebraska Lutheran, so it'll be really fun. It's home. So first game, it's at home, which is pretty exciting. And I know the girls are ready. I feel like, you know, when you get to that point of practices, it's like you just need a game. So I'm really excited. And I think they've been working hard, and we've been getting things all figured out from playing Kearney Catholic. And now I think we're ready to roll in the season.
How about, teaching duties and away from coaching, getting everything in the classroom? That's going pretty good as well?
Yes, it's been super fun. I'm in the elementary, and it's been really fun to connect with those kids and get them excited about all the athletics and all the things like that. So it's been super, super fun, and kind of just building all the connections with everybody. So it's been really good.
And you get a chance to catch those kids when they're those young ladies when they're younger, and talk to them about volleyball and see if they're some future stars for you.
Oh, yes. I know a lot of them love to come in and talk to me about how Nebraska played this weekend. So it was super fun to just come and talk to them and kind of see what they think. And then obviously just building connections with some of the junior high kids already, which has been super fun.
Are you going to be able to sleep that first night before a match, the first match of the season here in a couple of nights?
Probably not. I'll be thinking about everything. all the things that I need to make sure we need to do and all the things. And just, it's just all the, it's exciting, but it's just obviously nerve-wracking. But I know the girls have trusted everything that they've came to, so I think they'll make me a lot less nervous, which will be really good. So.
Well, I'm sure you get a ton of support from not only, you know, the school, but as you said, community, getting them involved, and of course you got parents and friends around that are pulling for you as well, and you'll do just fine. We all know you will.
Yes, I'm super excited. Everybody, I'm just ready for it to start and just kind of see where we get going, so it'll be really fun.